standing. Magnanimous. Now there's a big word, magnanimous. Magnanimity. Ooh, boy, if you could spell that in Scrabble, you'd get a lot of points. Anyway, we're going to talk about a word that is hard to describe and be magnanimous right here on the corner of truth and life. Welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and we're talking about being magnanimous. Now, that is one of those $3 words. Don't hear it maybe as much anymore. I don't know. I don't hear it, but I hang out with teenagers all summer, so what do I know? But to be magnanimous, to be generous to a fault where you just give way more than expected and way more generously than might even be considered normal generosity. And that's a cool word. But as I promised, we're going to talk about a word that is hard to define. And this is not an English word, it's a Hebrew word, but we're going to talk about it today and try to understand not just what the word means, but what the concept means to us in our day-to-day life. But first, before we get to that word, I want to talk a little bit about religion. And here on the Corner of Truth and Life, one of the things that we are trying to talk about is truth. And when we get into religion, that gets a little dicey, because a lot of people think religion is kind of either a truth-free zone or a truth-is-relative zone. There are certain truths that we think are true, that we say, no, that's just how it is. But then when you get into religion, we start talking about, well, you know, it's true for you. But how could something be true for you? If it's true, it's true. And if it's true for you but not true for me, then is it true? And so we have this problem with truth, and religion does this to us. And then the other thing that religion does to us is it oftentimes can make us feel kind of bad. Unless you're really good at it, and then you can feel kind of good. And yet religion sometimes seems like a lot of work, but how does that relate? So, to talk about religion and then this word, this Hebrew word that's hard to define, first we need to talk about why I like to talk about religion and then also say that I'm not very religious. And you say, well, Ira, you're a pastor. You work at a church. Isn't that by definition religious? Well, yeah and no. And obviously we're doing some wordplay here. But for the purpose of trying to get down to the truth. And religion can be defined many different ways. The definition that I was taught, and I think it really does serve pretty well, is not just anything to do with anything spiritual or anything to do with an organized belief system, which is how sometimes we think of religion, but religion being defined as man's attempt to connect to God or higher power, whatever. And if we take that as the definition, that religion is man trying to kind of get to God or however you define God, then we find that we can take pretty much every religion on the planet and it will fit in there somehow. The how-tos change, but they're all just a different set of how-tos. Of here's what you have to do. And if you do these things, you will earn God's favor, earn a place in heaven, get enlightenment, all these different things. And that brings us to the word, and the Hebrew word is chesed. It's hard to say in English because we don't have that sound in our English vocabulary. It's H, but it's ch, and it's chesed. If you looked at it, you'd just say chesed, H-E-S-E-D, chesed. And it's a word that all the different Bible translations have struggled to translate. And the translation that I'm the most used to is translated loving kindness. But sometimes it's translated enduring love or powerful love or mercy. But the word chesed, it's such a big word that there is no single English word that captures all the different parts of what it means, the idea it is meant to convey. It includes the idea of magnanimity, of God being magnanimous. But one way to understand it is being in a position to help, having no obligation to help, and helping anyway. Being in a position to help, having no obligation to help, and helping anyway. That, of course, would help define the word magnanimous. I don't have to do this, but I choose to generously do this anyway. And it begins to really catch on to the idea of chesed. Now, the point of chesed is that the Bible describes that God has chesed for us. And it says that this chesed that he has for us is not based on us. It's not a reaction to our goodness. It's not a reaction to our devotion. It's a reaction to the fact that we need him. It's a reaction actually to our rebelliousness and our sinfulness and our ugliness and our wrongness. Now, normally, like when my kids do good, I'm happy with them. And when my kids do bad, I'm upset with them. And when my friends are nice to me, it's easy to be nice to them. And if my friends are jerks, tends to make me want to be a jerk back. And that's kind of how we understand things. And if somebody is really awful to you, you kind of, you know, whether you want to call it karma, whatever, you kind of want something bad to happen to them. And if you have there was a cartoon once, a character was wronged. And she said, "Do you know that if the opportunity arose to do him a disservice, I might not be able to resist it?" I always loved that line. If I had the chance to do them a disservice, they make it easy for me to want to take that opportunity because they deserve it. And chesed is the opposite of that. It's the idea of, I'm going to, even though I don't have to, I'm going to help you, even though you don't deserve it, and I don't have to help you. And that takes us away from the concept, as I've defined it, of religion. Because religion is where we try to do things so that God maybe owes us. You know, I was good, and so God has to reward me. God pays me for my good deeds. He rewards me for my uprightness. And if I do a good job, God will reciprocate. And that's not what the Bible says. Now, the Bible does talk about rewards, but when the Bible talks about rewards, it's always given to people who have already been given chesed, already been blessed, already been let in. And then, like a cherry on the Sunday, God says, and now that I have let you in, now I will also reward you. But the letting in is not a reward, it is chesed. And it's closely related to, but not the same word, but closely related to the concept of grace, which of course grace is where we are given that which we did not earn, given a good thing you do not deserve. And of course, that's tied closely to another concept, mercy, where you are not given a bad thing that you did earn. And so grace and mercy become things that we experience because of God's chesed, where he gives us grace and mercy, neither of which we should have. Mercy, no, we should be punished. Grace, we should not be blessed because we are wrong and we're rebellious. And we don't deserve to even be forgiven. But God says, I can help you, and I will. And our entire relationship is actually supposed to be based on that. And based on a receiving of God's chesed. Not us doing something for God. And that's why I say I'm not religious. Because everything that I see in the Bible, everything I've come to understand, what I've based my life on, is not that I do good things because I need to do good things. I don't need to do good things. Not to get something from God. Because the Bible says, while we were still sinners, while we were still in rebellion, while we were enemies of God, at that time, God chose to die for us, to give his life for us. He did it not in response to our goodness, but in response to our badness. And if, at my worst, if when I had done nothing to deserve it, God gave me every blessing he could by dying on the cross, Jesus said, no one has any greater love than this, laying down his life. Well then, do I think somehow I'm going to get more later? I mean, he's already given me everything, and he did it when I wasn't being good. So why do I think now I need to construct some sort of set of rules and hoops to somehow earn his favor when he gave me his favor when in response to my utter rebellion? And so instead of jumping through hoops, I accept the chesed, the loving kindness, the grace and mercy of God. And then that changes my life. And now, rather than jump through hoops, I just live differently. But I'm not living differently to get. I'm living differently because I got. Because having accepted this amazing gift, it changes me. And being treated with that much grace and mercy changes my heart towards others. And so, I'm more convicted when I'm selfish, as we talked about in the previous episode. When I'm crooked, it bothers me. Because, boy, God wasn't crooked towards me. He gave himself up for me. He was selfless. He wasn't selfish. He wasn't crooked. And he did that when I was still his enemy. And so now I live a life not of obligation, not of I've got to live up to some standard. But I live a life of gratitude and surrender to how much he gave me. Have you ever thought of it that way? Because that's what the Bible teaches. Now, many people have taken even Christianity and twisted it into a religion where you have to do these things, and if you don't, God will not be pleased. And if you don't do these things, God cannot accept you. But that is a twisting of what the Bible says. And I've seen Baptist churches do it. I've seen many other denominations do it. It's because as human beings, we're pretty twisted people and we get it wrong. But the Bible says, it is by grace, it is by unmerited favor that you have been saved. This isn't something that you did. It's not a result of any of your work, so that nobody can be boastful. It's something you're given. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life forever. Think about today that God has given you great chesed.
Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church. We would love to have you join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. for a service of music, celebration, and teaching. To listen to this show, other shows, messages, get announcements and updates, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or visit our Facebook page. Thank you for listening. We remind you to seek truth. This has been Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.